Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In the last FMM, we discussed how the Korban Pesach is roasted, and we learned about how it's eaten and with whom it's eaten, etc. We also discussed some of the messages behind these halachos, and in today's FMM, we will speak about eating the Korban Pesach at the Pesach Seder. When we eat the Korban Pesach this year in Yerushalayim, in Yirtzeh Hashem, we will have a Seder very similar to last year's Pesach Seder. However, there's a few differences between a Pesach Seder with a Korban Pesach and a Pesach Seder without a Korban Pesach. For example, while you and I are used to four questions in the Manishtana, when we have the Korban Pesach, there will be a fifth question. The Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, in Hilchos Chametz Umatza, Perek Ches Halacha Bey, says the fifth question is connected to what we spoke about in the last FMM about roasting the Korban Pesach. The question is, on all other nights, we eat meat that is roasted or boiled or cooked, but tonight, why are we eating only roasted meat? That's one difference between the Seder we've been used to and the Seder this year, Emir Tzashem, when we'll be eating the Korban Pesach. Another difference is related to the text of the Haggadah. There will be a number of similarities, including the text of Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer, Kol Shelo Amar Shlosha Dvarim Elu BaPesach, Lo Yatza Yedei Chovaso. However, when the Beis HaMikdash will be around and we eat the Korban Pesach, rather than saying Pesach Shehayu Avoseinu Ochlim Bizman SheBeis HaMikdash Hayakayam, rather than say Pesach that our ancestors ate when the Korban Pesach, when the Beis HaMikdash was in operation, rather than that, we will say Pesach ze she'anu ochlim al shem she'pasach hamakom al batei avoseinu b'mitzrayim. This Korban Pesach, which we are eating right now, is because Hashem passed over our houses or hovered over our houses in Egypt, etc. And when we have the Korban Pesach this year, Imitz Hashem, there will be another difference. And that difference will be, of course, that we will eat the Korban Pesach and not just speak about the Korban Pesach. After Korech, after eating the matzah and maror sandwich, it's time to eat the Korban Pesach. However, before that, there's another Korban that must be eaten, the Korban Chagiga. So let's take a brief look at the Korban Chagiga. On each of the Shalosh Regalim, every person who is Ole Regel must bring a Korban Chagiga among other Korbanos that they bring. A Korban Chagiga is a Korban Shlamim, and some of it's eaten by the people bringing it. It can be a male or female, sheep or goat. And when it comes to Pesach specifically, the Korban Pesach is brought as a Korban on Erev Pesach together with the Korban Pesach, but only if Erev Pesach is a weekday, and only if the people bringing the Korban Pesach are Tahor. In addition, the Korban Chagiga is only brought on Erev Pesach if there is not enough Korban Pesach to satisfy everyone in the Chabura. And let's take a look for a minute at that last condition. The Korban Chagiga is brought on Erev Pesach and eaten on Erev Pesach only if there is not enough of the Korban Pesach to satisfy everyone in the Chabura. What does that mean? The Korban Chagiga helps us fulfill another detail of the halachos of eating the Korban Pesach at the Pesach Seder. The Gemara in Maseches Psachim Daf Ayin Amud Aleph tells us that it's preferable to eat the Korban Pesach al hasova. It's preferable to eat the Korban Pesach to make us satiated, to make us full. Remember, we're free people at the Pesach Seder. We're princes. We're princesses. Slaves are hungry. Princes and princesses are not hungry. So we eat the Korban Pesach in a way that makes us have a full stomach. We don't overdo it. We don't overeat, but we do eat the Korban Pesach al hasova to make us full. And the Korban Chagiga helps us with that. We eat the Korban Chagiga, again, either a sheep or a goat. And then when we are feeling close to being full, we eat the Korban Pesach. And that is why we bring the Korban Chagiga on Erev Pesach, and we eat it on Erev Pesach, but only if there is not enough of the Korban Pesach to satisfy everyone in the Chabura. If there is enough of the Korban Pesach to make us full with the Korban Pesach, there's no reason to bring the Korban Chagiga. And in that case, we would bring it on Yantif itself. So now, coming back to the Pesach Seder, after Korech, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher kidishanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu al achilas hazevach And after that bracha, we eat the Korban Chagiga. And now it's time to eat the Korban Pesach, and we make a new bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvosav V'Tzivanu Al Achilas HaPesach. And we eat the Korban Pesach without breaking a bone, without leaving leftovers, etc. All the things that we mentioned in the last FMM. Now it should be noted that no matter where you live, the Korban Pesach must be roasted and must be eaten in Yerushalayim, preferably before midnight. Again, but in Yerushalayim. And that is what we will discuss in the next FMM, the experience of eating the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim and sleeping in Yerushalayim, as we will see, God willing. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Emir Tz Hashem, I'll see you next time at the Mikdash.